Hello?
Hello, Catherine, please.
This is she.
Hey, Catherine, this is Kevin by Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
I'm very well, very well. How are you doing?
Good, good to hear. I'm doing well myself.
Yes.
The reason I'm calling, you had worked with Gabe here at Bank of Cardiff. And he's actually out for an extended period. And I was notified that you have an approval here with us for just under $200,000. And the approval is going to be expiring here in the next few days. So I thought I'd reach out and just make sure that you weren't left hanging, that if you were interested in the loan, that we could make sure that we get it done before the approval does expire.
No, I think we already talked to, it was Ryan, right? I think it was his name. No, Brian?
I believe it was Gabe.
Okay. Yes, what I was telling him is that I was looking more into a line of credit, not an equipment loan, because we decided to go ahead and pay it ourselves, but more like a line of credit that we could use, and he said that he was going to send me information regarding that, or maybe at that time you didn't have a loan that was more like that, you know, where you can retire some money, use some money, and then pay it off more like a line of credit. That's what we're looking for.
Okay, so let me just so that I know I'm going to say. So you were originally applying for an equipment loan. Is that accurate?
Yes, at the beginning we were doing that. It was an equipment loan, and we decided just to fund it ourselves. And but I told him that if we could convert our application into a line of credit, that we would be more interested in something like that.
Okay. Now, what was the reason that you decided to pay cash for the equipment?
Well, we just had the funds, and we felt that we didn't needed to pay interest at that time. But at times in our business, we just need extra cash for a limited time of time, and that would work better for us, you know, than an equipment line.
Uh-huh. Unfortunately, well, on the equipment loan, it doesn't look like he had quoted that properly. It looks like he had approved you for working capital, which I would never recommend using for equipment because, one, you have very good credit, and two, equipment loans are much different because there's collateral behind the note. So we can go out 3, 4, 5 years on a monthly payment, and you're going to be talking about 6% interest, which is very little. Depending on what the equipment costs, you know, if the equipment's $100,000, $150,000, holding on to that $100,000, $150,000 most likely is going to, one, earn you interest in your bank, but also most business owners can take $150,000 and turn it into more of a 6% profit, right? So most business owners would rather keep their cash than pay cash for equipment and then possibly be in a position where, you know, their cash flow is light at some point. You know, the other benefit of financing your equipment is that it's a complete tax write-off. How much was the equipment that you bought?
It was more than the two.
Okay. So,
yeah. And another thing is that, you know, probably he wrote it like that because the equipment went to Mexico, so it couldn't be a collateral for the equipment, you know?
Yeah, I mean...
Yeah, a lot of people don't like the fact that
you just kind of need to know what the time frame is, if it's going to stay there forever, if it's there temporarily.
It was an irrigation pipe, so yeah, it would stay there forever, basically.
Irrigation pipes?
So anyways, said before, we're more interested in something that we can use when needed, pay it off, and so forth.
Yeah, I understand. The problem is, I have this conversation probably 10 times a day, and probably 9 out of 10 of those people I speak to end up taking a working capital loan with us. You know, those old credit lines are gone. they've completely disappeared. Unless you're the CEO of Coca-Cola or UPS or FedEx, you're not getting a credit line. If you are getting one, it's probably going to be about $5,000 to $10,000. I can't tell you how many of my clients over, you know, the last few years since 2008 and the recession have lost their credit lines. And it really hurt businesses. And that's why the recession lasted as long as it did, because so many businesses relied on credit lines. You know, they spent their money and they always felt like, okay, well, if I have a tough time, I've got $100,000 over here that my bank will let me access, you know, whenever I need it. When the recession started to hit, the banks closed all those credit lines. So now businesses failed because they couldn't run their business simply off of what their business was bringing in. Those safety nets are now gone. The banks that used to offer those, the B of A's, the Chase, the Wells Fargo's, the big banks, aren't lending to businesses at all. They've completely changed their business model, and now what they're doing is they're just going and buying businesses rather than lending them money and hope that they get paid back. And that's why this working capital program has come about because of two reasons. One, there is no credit lines, and two, a lot of businesses are still rebuilding their credit since the recession. So if they tried to apply for a loan at their bank for, say, you know, a vehicle or, you know, some other sort of business arrangement, even if the banks were lending, their credit is still, you know, in rebuilding mode. It might be less than a 600, it might be in the 500s, but their business may be succeeding again. So these working capital loans are based off of your checking account statements and your deposits rather than just personal and business credit. That's not a concern for you because you have good credit. But that's kind of where the history of these loans came about. And for the last 4 or 5 years, 70% of businesses are using these types of funds if they need some sort of working capital for inventory or labor or large projects or marketing or, you know, pay taxes, you name it. This is the only cash product that is out there right now. So I don't know if you've
applied to send me the information. I think you have my email. Let me read about it and see what the percentage rates are and all that. And let me consider it, and I'll get back to you. How about that?
Yeah, that sounds good.
Okay.
Do you have any large projects, any other projects coming up?
Well, we're always in a big project. Several. But let me see what information you can send me, and then we can pinpoint something that we can use some extra cash for.
Okay. Sounds like a plan.
Thank you.
You got it.
Okay.
My direct line will be in that email. You know, so if you have any questions, you can either email me or call me.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, you have a great afternoon.
You too. Bye.
Bye.